A Study in Job, Part 9. Job's Comforter. From our introduction to Job, we see him as a man of faith, a man of prayer. From the beginning, Job is identified as a bond servant of the Lord. We read that Job was one who feared God and turned away from evil. From the start, we see that Job, like Noah, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. From the beginning, we see him likened to Daniel. Job was beloved of the Lord. From our introduction to this man of faith, he is saved, one whose sin is covered. And his triumphant call is, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." Like Noah and Daniel, Job was trusted in a spiritual battle betwixt God and Satan. But unlike his three saved, carnal-minded comforters, Job spoke what was right. And unlike his three religious friends, Job found his comfort in the only comforter. The Spirit of Comfort warns and beseeches us today to take notice of Job. This same Holy Spirit warns and beseeches us through the pen of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 6. Do not receive the grace of God to no purpose. The Spirit of God warns that it's possible to receive God's saving grace and eternal life, and yet, like Job's friends, still not fulfill his plans and his purpose in our lives. The Spirit of Comfort admonishes us and beseeches us to be like Job. The Spirit of God urges us and warns us not to be like Job's comforters, to be like Job, and to give no offence in anything. He exhorts us to put no obstruction, no occasion for stumbling in anyone's way, to eschew the actions of Job's friends, who were all such a grave cause for stumbling. Why? Why does the Spirit of Comfort admonish us and warn us to be like Job? Why does he counsel us to put no spiritual stumbling block in our friend's way? So that, like Job, our ministering service will not be blamed. So that the work that God has started in us will be completed in the day of Christ. So that in your Job experience, you will see him as you have never seen him before. In order that we should not trust in ourselves, but trust in God. The true comforter beseeches his bond servants to act as did Job, to represent him in a way that is worthy of our God in everything. Not only in action, in attitude, in thought, in word, in deed, and in character, but in everything, commending ourselves as servants of God. In everything, commending ourselves as bond servants of God, in much endurance, in afflictions, in hardships, in distresses, in beatings, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in sleeplessness, in hunger, in purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love, in the word of truth, in the power of God. In everything, commending ourselves as bondservants of God, by weapons of righteousness, on the right hand and on the left, by glory and dishonour, by evil report and good report, regarded as deceivers and yet true, as unknown yet well known, as dying yet behold we live, as punished yet not unto death, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. In everything, commending ourselves as bondservants of God, and giving no occasion of stumbling to anyone. For we are an inner sanctuary of the living God, even as God said through Paul, I will walk with them and fellowship with them, and I will live my life in them and through them. This is the comfort wherewith we are comforted. This is the reality of Christ, wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. This is the spirit of comfort. This is the comforter. This is the spirit of intercession. This is the intercessor who comforts us and who is interceding for us with groans which cannot be uttered.